Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 6-3, The Book of Eli. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the first month, on the 13th day of the first month.
We've been doing this for a long time now.
It feels like a museum.
Oh, no, it's much more than that. This is where we're going to start again. We've got a printing press. It'll be operational quite soon. We're going to teach people about the world they lost. Help them start to rebuild it. I mean, look, Shakespeare, Britannica, missing only a few volumes. There's a whole series of beautiful Mozart and Wagner records in still very pristine condition, but never a Bible. Well, not until now.
Well, may I ask what condition it's in?
Speed up. But it will do the job.
Do you think I could see it?
Yes, you may.
Do you have anything to write on?
Could you get us some writing paper, please?
A lot of it. A whole lot of it.
Pay close attention and write down everything I say. Exactly as I say it.
The first book of Moses. Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form. Void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 3, then God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Dear Dan, M and I joined Netflix years ago and have enjoyed watching many shows together. Sometime after that, I learned on one of the podcasts I listened to about something called a Roku box. After checking it out, I purchased one and began streaming video from Netflix. It's one of those things that once I had it, I wondered how I got by without it. And now Netflix has all the Star Trek TV shows. Video heaven, I say. My movie queue is over 100 titles long. I don't know if I will ever get to them all. Every so often I peruse the new title section to find things I might like to see. Usually I will look for a movie that had been advertised on TV as coming soon to a theater near me. Shortly after it had been released to DVD, I put The Book of Eli on my list, way down at the bottom. I wasn't sure what it was about, but I liked Denzel Washington. I recommend his latest movie, Unstoppable, so I figured I would give it a try. After the iPod trials were over in June of 2011, I felt fairly demolished in spirit, body, and soul. I knew there had been a victory, but I felt like shit. For some reason, I had earlier moved The Book of Eli to the top of my Netflix list and watched it as soon as it came out in the mail. What astounded me then, and still does, are the close similarities there were in the movie to what I had just endured at G6. Zombie cannibals, a demonized world, an evil ruler, the manager, a faithful friend, Jesus people, refuge in the rock, the word of God, and the faithful preservation of the scripture. But what really got to me the most was this. At the beginning and the end of the movie, can you guess what was prominently shown? An iPod audio unit with headphones. The Lord used this movie to heal my soul. I bought my own copy from Amazon immediately and watched it several times. And I think the rest of the healing process is writing these letters to you. I have learned a great deal in what the Lord has done, is doing, and will do in the ministry He is living through me. There are a few more subjects that I want to touch on, but after that I'm not sure. I guess we'll see at the time. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
Dear Lord, thank you for giving me the strength and the conviction to complete the task you entrusted to me. Thank you for guiding me straight and true through the many obstacles in my path. And for keeping me resolute when all around seemed lost. Thank you for your protection and for your many signs along the way. Thank you for any good that I may have done, and I'm so sorry about the bad.
You don't have to leave, you know. You're very welcome to stay here. You'll be perfectly safe.
Thank you. But this is something that I have to do.
Where will you go?
Home.
Thank you for the friend I made. Please watch over her as you've watched over me. Thank you for finally allowing me to rest. I'm so very tired. But I go now to my rest at peace, knowing that I have done right with my time on this earth. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.